Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last year after year. Snag the hoodie that brings comfort for life. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20 at checkout.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Lies are not only a fact of life and have been since time immemorial, but they are apparently becoming more common. We are lying more now than we used to, which means we really should know how to spot them. Dr. Kirsty King is with us. She's a forensic linguist and author of The Language of Lies, which is out today. Kirsty, we lie more now than we used to.
Hello, good morning. Thanks for having me on. I guess the overabundance of fake news, we're familiar with it online. People say things that they have no evidence for. There's a lack of fact checking. So we could say that we are living in an age of lies, definitely.
So how good are people at spotting them, and what are the key things they should learn if they're not good?
Well, most people are actually really bad at spotting lies, even the police. We do find that the people that are better at spotting lies would be criminals, funnily enough, and that could be that they're more attuned to watching out for certain factors. And so in my book, what I explain is that we've been looking in the wrong place, really, this over examination of looking at lies, living in dramatic gestures like body language and micro expressions. When in actual fact, lies are present, they leak through the ordinary language that we use. And if we're attuned to those types of language, then we can actually, it puts us on alert. It helps us to pay better attention or to pursue questions and investigate where we might be being lied to. So in language, we find that our inner thoughts and feelings actually betray us.
Can you give us an example of how that would work?
Yeah, so a very famous example, if I give you this one, it's we in language, we have something called psychological distance that we create. So we want to get away from something that causes us fear or anxiety. And with a liar, they will actually do this as well. And so a liar might actually use something called distancing language or a distal demonstrative, which is the word that. And we use that when we want to get away from something. We use it when we show we're far away or something is further in distance from us. But when somebody is lying about someone or something that they shouldn't really have any negative affective state towards, like they shouldn't have any negative feelings towards, they might refer to people or someone like that. So, you know, when you're angry with your dog, you might say that dog or that person. And so a very famous example.
Oh, I'm feeling I did not have. Is that where we're going?
Exactly. That's. I'm just using that. It's a very famous and familiar sentence, but it's the use of that woman. So when we refer to that, that's the kind of psychological distance. But psychological distance is encoded in many different ways. There's lots of examples in the books where I show this as well. And another example would be sensory perceptual language. So a liar's language would be devoid of any sensory perceptual terms or words and so on. So words which refer to, you know, I heard tapping or there was a smell of burning, anything which actually gives us that sensory elaboration. A liar finds it very hard to actually incorporate those terms into their lie because they're making it up. So they're not experiencing an event or a drama through their sight, their sound, their hearing and their taste. And therefore, they just incorporate thought processes instead, what they were thinking at the time.
Well, if people want to learn more, Kirsty, the book is entitled The Language of Lies. It is out today. Thank you very much for your time this morning. That's Dr. Kirsty King, who is forensic linguist and author of that book coming.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.